65 years ago, Victor Robinson married his high school sweetheart, Imogen Bowman, both of them at the tender age of 20. If there ever was a marriage made in heaven, this was it. Some 15 months later, they welcomed their firstborn into the world. I was a very mixed blessing, given that I was massively injured in childbirth and not expected to live. Being very young and very poor, my parents were ill-equipped to handle a newborn whose prognosis for ever walking or talking was not good. But they dealt with this seeming tragedy with the same love and devotion that characterized their marriage. Victor and Imogen lived in rural Kentucky as tobacco sharecroppers. They worked 12 hours a day, except for Sunday, which was the Lord's Day. My parents were descended from the founding members of Bethany Christian Church, a small congregation of the Disciples of Christ denomination. Living without running water or indoor plumbing, and with our community as our only support, my family loved the church, and it was our primary social outlet. I was steeped in and nourished by a constant study of Scripture, leading to my taking Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, and my baptism with full immersion at age 12. My greatest desire was to lead a Christ-centered life. At the same time, there was a growing self-understanding that I was different, and not in a positive way. There was no good name for what I was feeling. Homosexuality was almost never spoken of, and when it was always in hushed tones, as if even saying the word made the notion more real and more acceptable than it deserved to be. More often, I would hear only of people who were that way. Long before a world that would contain the likes of Will and Grace, Ellen, or an openly gay Billie Jean King, there were no role models of healthy, happy, gay or lesbian people. Bisexual or transgender people were unimaginable. Allen Ginsberg, Malcolm Boyd, and other gay pioneers may have existed, but they were completely unknown to a farm kid in Kentucky. In my early teens, friends of mine somehow obtained a copy of a Playboy magazine. As we were all looking at it, I became aware that these pictures, hardly revealing at all compared with today's standards, were doing more for my friends than for me. And almost instantly, I perceived that to admit that these pictures were not stimulating to me would put my friendships and possibly my physical safety in jeopardy. I knew there was only one thing I could do. I pretended to be someone I was not. Increasingly, I began to worry that I was more attracted to boys than to girls. I knew well from my religious upbringing that such a reality was repugnant to God. People like that were an abomination to God. And being deeply religious myself and loving God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I found this an almost unbearable possibility. I prayed unceasingly for it not to be true. And if it were true, for God to change me. But that prayer was not answered. The month I graduated from college, the Stonewall Riot, the symbolic launch of the gay rights movement, occurred in New York City. But of course, I knew nothing about that event. By the time I discerned my call to ordination...